Namaskar. Hello and welcome to P Guru's channel. I'm your host, Sri Iyer. Monday mornings are busy because we have with us Delhi R. Rajagopalan, senior journalist, and we have some breaking news that has not yet appeared on mainstream media. To know all about it and more, let's welcome our person of the day, Sri Delhi R. Rajagopalan. Delhi R. Rajagopalan, sir, namaskar and welcome to P Guru's channel.
Namaskar, namaskar, sir, namaskar, sir. So today I have a lot of 360 degree angle, you know, discussion, what we are going to have. It may be a rapid fire. You can ask me, I will answer from any, you know. This will be an interesting for the viewers, sir, because you have to stay with us to understand what is our capsule for you. We made the, Sri Iyer and me have worked at least 2 hours, 3 hours to give you this capsule. So please recognize us and reward us with your participation.
Yes, indeed. Please like this channel and like this video right away so that we can have the best chance of reaching as many people as possible. It's a work day. We understand that. But there are some things that just happened that we think you should be aware of. Let's have the slide deck, please. Rajagopalan ji, the United States, the United States has just signed into law a new law called Justice for Victims of War Crimes Act. Now, what this means, long and short of it, is that people who have been convicted of war crimes in their country will not be able to come to United States or lay claim to whatever property they may have bought in the United States, plus a lot of other things. Now, this has already happened in Canada also. So United States is essentially following Canada in this. In terms of what it means to many of the political leaders, some of the tyrant generals and other people, lay it out, sir. What exactly is the impact of this?
Good morning and namaskaram to all our P Guru viewers and also to you, sir. We have to deal with in two parts. It's exactly 6 hours before the President of United States, Mr. Joe Biden, has signed a new bill into law that is called Justice for Victims of War Crimes Act, giving the U.S. Department of Justice the jurisdiction to prosecute the persons present in the U.S. for war crimes committed anywhere in the world. That is the point which you have to mention, sir. May I point out that, you know, regardless of the nationality and the alleged perpetrators of the crime and the victim also. My understanding is, as you mentioned, Canada has just enacted it. Now it is US. Why US? It is about all Kotabaya Rajapakshe. You mentioned it. You did not name, and you know very well, Kotabaya Rajapakshe has a big house in California. This act will prevent him from coming to California. Current statute only always allows the, you know, prosecution when an alleged war crime occurs in the United States or, you know, against the U.S. national. But this act gives an empowerment to Mr. Joe Biden to ensure that Kotabaya Rajapakshe does not enter California. Now, the third aspect is, sir, if you deal a little more with that, my understanding of this is this bill, this act rather, which broadens the Justice Department's jurisdiction to prosecute war crimes, which was passed in the U.S. House of Representatives last week after winning Senate approval the previous day. Known as the Justice for Victims of War Crime Act, the bill allows the Department of Justice to bring war crimes charges against people in the United States, regardless of their crime occurred anywhere in the world. That is the sentence which is very important for our viewers to view it. And second thing, most important thing, sir, my understanding is that Abu Dhabi is also going to enact such a law. What does it mean for the India, for the Sri Lanka, and for the rest of the world? Because it is happening, Rajapaksha is totally pro-China. Now the entire world as such is clipping Rajapaksha to size and stay put at his hometown in Colombo, in Sri Lanka rather. That is the international act. I'm very confident Joe Biden's Justice for Victims of War Crime Act, which was passed 3 days ago, is going to have a major impact on Mr. Gotabaya Rajapakse and the four brothers of Rajapakses. And they have at least in Indian currency, 80,000 crore rupees worth of properties they have in the world, capitals. So what are they going to do? It is next to Mr. Nawaz Sharif and Imran Khan. Now, Gotabaya Rajapakse is also joining the illustrious world leaders, those who have accumulated world over the property real estates. So this act of United States will prevent Gotabaya to enter California.
Thank you, sir. But I have one question. This might not be limited to just Mr. Rajapaksha. I see two or three other candidates, sir.
Yes,
one
yes, is yes. Correct. You are right, sir. I am sorry, because why I focused it on Rajapakse is he's the immediate the first victim to be in the act of United States. He is going to be the first, because showing this, the entire world capitals will not allow. Lookout notice will be served by the United States Justice Department. Don't allow this particular gentleman. As you mentioned, it may be four or five. We do not know the details. At least I do not know the details.
Rajagopalanji, I can tell you, it will start not only here, but also with Mr. Xi Jinping. He is killing people in Uyghurs,
in
Xinjiang. This is not something that is just limited to Mr. Rajapaksha. And I can tell you, if India can make a proper case, I can tell you the Shabazz Sharifs, Imran Khan, the prime ministers before that, all of them were found taking photographs with Mia Mittu. Mia Mittu has already been charge sheeted or at least denied travel to United Kingdom. Anybody who associates with Mr. Mia Mittu, anybody who has allowed the genocide, forcible conversion, unspeakable crimes committed against minorities in Pakistan, Christians, Hindus, Sikhs, Parsis, and also Shia. Sir, Shia Muslims are also getting persecuted. All these people. So this is just a bombshell, sir. I am seeing that, of course, people have to make a proper case, document the data. In fact, India has a lot of data about what has happened. Sir, there are 7 crore minorities still in Pakistan, sir. It is not a small number. This population is, it's 275 million population going unchecked, growing unchecked. 65% is less than fifth grade educated. I mean, it's very dire consequences. What I'm saying is, this law, if implemented across the board, and this will mean a lot of trouble to a lot of countries. And it is the responsibility of people such as myself to make sure that all these things are brought in front of the United States government,
in front of
our congressmen and senators, sir. Thank you so much for touching upon this. You are the one who opened my eyes to it. I didn't notice it.
Thank you so much, sir.
So there is a big set of implications. So viewers, please do stay tuned in.
And this act of Mr. Joe Biden's signature on the act is going to impact at least 6 of our adversaries, sir. So therefore, you enlisted. You are showing that on the screen also. My understanding is first Pakistan, second Sri Lanka, third, as you mentioned, China. So it's going to have an international consequences. Let us wait and watch how it is going to pan out.
Yes, that was the scoop for you, viewers. I mean, I'm sure this will be covered left and right. MSM usually wakes up to P Gurus and then says, how did we miss this? Yes, you missed it and we got it. Anyway, enough of gloating. Let's move on to the next item. Rajagopalanji, on the ongoing scandal about fake currency. I'm going to come to that in just 1 second. But before that, cabinet reshuffle. Yes or no, sir? Just a simple answer.
Not now.
Okay.
Cabinet reshuffle of Mr. Narendra Modi was, being conceptualized, but it takes 3 months time to prepare a list of, who's who to be inducted, who's to be dropped. So Mr. Narendra Modi was engaged in that type of exercise. But what I understand now is as you held a hangout yesterday about the census with Shekhar Iyer, my understanding is today I will give you a scoop for our viewers that there is no cabinet reshuffle because Prime Minister is busy with lot of national, international G20 plus union budget plus Joshimath, and also this new act which we discussed a short while ago. Prime Minister is going to be briefed short while by the NSA and also by the Foreign Minister, Mr. Jaishankar, on this act. So therefore, Mr. Narendra Modi is too much engaged with other aspects. There is no question of shuffle as of now. That is what I hear, sir.
Very good, sir. Now let's take a look at what is happening on this, really growing, fake currency scam. Viewers, we were the first ones to talk about Arvind Mayaram being investigated way back 3 years ago when this had happened and how he had not obtained the sanction of the finance minister before renewing the De La Rue contract. Rajagopalanji, in all your past experience, has it ever happened that Mr. P. Chidambaram does not know which mouse is moving from which desk to which desk, sir?
He knows it, and it's very unfortunate that Mr. P. Chidambaram, Mr. White, is being unnecessarily being targeted. I sympathize with Mr. P. Chidambaram, sir, because you and me are very good friends of Mr. P. Chidambaram, and I don't want any amount of the points, especially Mr. P. Chidambaram has been in the controversy on Mayaram and on fake currency and also on De La Rue, the one which you spoke and which you scooped also. My understanding, Mr. Iyer, that P. Chidambaram is in the thick of it. Though he is our good friend, we must acknowledge the fact to our viewers, we must confess to our viewers that Mr. P. Chidambaram will be moving towards Tihar jail in Janakpuri in New Delhi by another 3 or 4 months' time. That is what I understand from my friends in the investigating agencies. Things are going thick, very much thick. And you spoke about Mayaram. You are not touching about another one which you given in the De La Rue title of today's. Once you speak out that gentleman, I will speak more on that, sir.
Sir, what will happen to you and I, sir? If Chidambaram goes to jail, what will you do for news? Will be newsless.
No, news will be there because he is writing a book of his first experience of 160 days in Tihar. He is going to write a book. He is also, whether the country demonetizes or not, he monetizes his own grief and everything. So he will write a book and sell it. And he is the best columnist in the Indian newspapers, especially for the left-wing newspapers. He writes Sunday column, which is published in 8 or 9 languages. Of course, readers are very much fed up with this type of new concept of Mr. P. Chidambaram's economic roles like that. When demonetization, as you mentioned just now about Mr. Mayaram, things are going very fast. You ask me a question, I will answer, sir. Because our viewers should not be kept in dark.
Absolutely. Absolutely, sir. And, viewers, every political leader will have his own Sancho Panza. And Mr. P. Chidambaram Sancho Panza is a Babu. His name is Dr. K.P. Krishnan. He is the guy who will find out. This guy will have idea in his head. And it is believed that Mr. K.P. Krishnan will find out where to do what, how to move the pieces around, how to think, move things around, bring things around, so that whatever is in the thoughts of Mr. P. Chidambaram comes down and gets executed. I mean, nothing is too slow for him. He is supposed to be working like at the speed of light. So what can you tell us about Dr. K.P. Krishnan, sir?
No, Dr. K.P. Krishnan, we will not deal personality, sir. My understanding of Dr. K.P. Krishnan is he's a very, very, well-educated, and he should have been the Reserve Bank governor if P. Chidambaram continued. And suppose by chance, if 4 cases of Mr. P. Chidambaram or the North Block of Chidambaram days, as Mr. Pranab Mukherjee explained to me, and also Omita Paul has written, these are all certain new things which will come out, sir. There are 4 cases in the pipeline. There are 3 cases already active. And all these 7 or 8 cases, which CBI gives me an impression, there is a thread of K.P. Krishnan, P. Chidambaram, Karthik Chidambaram, this triumvirate, this Teenmurthy. And if you join the dot, Mr. Iyer, I am going to give you an explosive news just now. You have to wait and watch. Let us keep the viewers in suspense for 2 minutes. Dr. K.P. Krishnan is an IAS officer. He calls Dr. Manmohan Singh as Dr. Singh, as a prime minister. He also called Mr. Narendra Modi like that. So he saw it one on first in, you know, level basis. He's acquainted with all of them. Can you believe, Mr. Iyer? This is shocking. I'm sitting on a chair. I will fall down if I mention this. And you also should not fall down. You must hold your chairs. The Himalayan yogi, is it K.P. Krishnan?
Sir, because, it has been my contention all along that it is Dr. K.P. Krishnan.
Let me finish it, sir. Because the CBI has gone two or three things merged. Now it is explicitly clear, even Dr. Maya Ram was interrogated and Maya Ram house was raided, you wait and watch, in another 2 or 3 days, exactly in another 10 days time, Maya Ram house, Maya Ram will be asked to join the investigation. And if he takes the name of Dr. K.P. Krishnan or P. Chidambaram, what will happen to Indian politics? That is what I'm more worried about. And now, as I mentioned, Himalayan yogi, and if you know the email, rickyajisamar@gmail.com. What does it mean? What does it mean? Thousands of crores of the NSC and also the Himalayan yogi. We will not go into that world. We go the futuristic. The days of January and February are crucial for Mr. P. Chidambaram, Dr. K.P. Krishnan, and also the La Rue. Things are fanning out. Nearing the budget session, it is going to be very heated, hot subject to be discussed.
Sir, now one question that people keep asking is that, why are you going after the IAS lobby? After all, there are many officers who are honest also. So what is the government trying to do? Is there some sort of a method in the way Modi government is approaching and going after corrupt bureaucrats? For the longest time, at least I have been saying that Himalayan yogi is not that one poor fellow that Chitra Ramakrishna used to have as a friend, but that it is somebody from high up in the finance ministry. And I more or less said it is Dr. K.P. Krishnan. It has to be that. But my point, sir, is there a method to the procedure or the process that the Modi government is following?
One thing I am very clear, in 8 years' time, Mr. Narendra Modi did not spare anyone. You wait and watch, Mr. Iyer. Another coming days are very crucial for De La Rue. And once De La Rue takes place, once Maya Ram is under the bars, he will spill out the beans. Then the act begins for CBI. And you and me will be busy for next February and March to discuss only this one.
Well, that's a good problem to have, sir. But congratulations to the government for finally moving. I do understand some of the challenges here. It is not so easy. Things are told orally. They are not, written down on paper.
And can I tell you one important thing, sir, which I got one very, very confidential SMS today.
Yes.
That De La Rue is now financing certain regional parties. De La Rue is also financing certain political leaders to overthrow Mr. Narendra Modi in 2024, because De La Rue does not supply papers, does not supply the thread to Reserve Bank of India because of digitalization. 50% of the Indian monetary transaction are done through Google Pay, Paytm, direct bank transfer, everything. Now, there is no queue in the banks, the nationalized banks. Modi has done such a corrupt-free government, and this had a reverse impact on De La Rue, because there are thousands of crores of rupees which they were supplying to the politicians of the yesteryear UPA rule. Now they are not doing it. That's why they want to bring back the currency. Like EVM, they want the ballot paper. Now they want currency to be back. So that DLRU is also benefited. I am giving you a scoop, sir. I am giving you a scoop that DLRU is financing huge amount with politicians to overthrow Mr. Narendra Modi. Mr. Modi, you be careful with DLRU and their agents in India.
You know, Rajagopalanji, you are giving me, you are not giving me 140 kilometer balls, sir. You are giving me Umran Malik 155 kilometer bolts. So I'm trying to keep up and trying to get not get yorked. My question to you, sir, is, see, if De La Rue was doing the security threat, and then the printing machines are in Pakistan, and they know the colors that India has been using, because you get a new notes, you can easily, you know, create. So is it possible? I'm not saying it happened. Is it possible that De La Rue was finishing fake currency and putting it inside India outside of the banking system? Money just comes in.
These are all certain circuitous routes. Instead of 360 degrees, you are going to 620 degrees now. The point is, Mr. Iyer, yes, what you said is absolutely correct, the fake currency, but Narendra Modi is far shrewd enough than the triumvirate. Take it from me, sir. February and March are going to be crucial for De La Rue.
Well, if De La Rue has been proven to essentially print notes and bring it into India outside of the banking system, outside the purview of RBI, and India is a vast country, you know, money comes in many, many ways. If something like that happened, that is really serious, because this will have implications with the United Kingdom relationship with India. Also remember, viewers, 1999, IC-814, one of the travelers, one of the main reasons why India agreed to let go of that rascal was because the CEO of De La Rue was on that plane. And that person is Italian and Swiss citizen. Two countries were pushing, saying that, you know, this guy needs to be freed. This guy needs to be freed. This guy needs to be freed. So I had asked these questions yesterday. So there is also more things happening. So stay tuned. Rajagopalanji, is there anything else you want to add on this before we go to the next topic? Because
yes,
there are three or four more fantastic topics.
Yes, certainly, sir. And you won't let me go without saying this. There are 6,850 WhatsApp chats which were retrieved by the CBI Forensic Department section between the triumvirate. I don't want to name them. They are going to be the Himalayan Yogi and Rig Yajur Sharma at gmail.com.
Wow.
6,850 chats. And with whom? You know it very well.
Yes. That is true. And so there was some teasing that happened about Himalayan Yogi. So be sure to tag that also as part of this video. And so there is a lot of stuff that is coming out. Okay, next topic. Very, very important again. It concerns the Tamil Nadu governor. Rajagopalanji, I'm hearing two different stories and I'm going to tell you both. One is that the center might recall the governor of Tamil Nadu. The second, which is what I think is more believable, is that either today or in the near future, the Tamil Nadu Assembly is going to accept the governor's address, but with some sort of a small face saver saying, we regret that he did not use the speech in toto. Which one is happening, sir?
Sir, first I will let you know that there are legal experts who are looking into that. The act of the Speaker of Tamil Nadu Assembly, Mr. Appavu, why he suddenly stood up and, you know, called the name of Mr. M.K. Stalin, the Chief Minister, which is against the State Assembly rules. I am not talking about this. Once the governor's speech finishes, he should then again mana a national anthem. But why he extruded? You talk about the governors walking out of the assembly. I talk about the extra innings of Mr. Appavu, the speaker. How can he call the chief minister? There are ways and means to bring out a no confidence motion against the governor. Last year, the assembly has passed the resolution, the same assembly, same MLAs. But at the same time, I am very sure in the Supreme Court next 1 week there is a case to be filed about the Speaker Appavu's domain. They must, clear cut method. After the governor's speech, there should be only national anthem, no speech of the chief minister. Thereby, they flouted the rule of Tamil Nadu Assembly. It is for the opposition, ADMK and BJP, to raise it in the assembly. Let us wait for it, how the legal aspect is going to take place. Second, about the recall of Mr. R. N. Ravi, I don't think so it is happening, sir. Did Kiran Bedi get an order to come out when she was giving sleepless nights to Mr. V. Narayana Swamy? Or for that matter, Arif Mohammed Khan, is he being recalled? Or for that matter, who is a terror to Uddhav Thackeray, Koshiyari, is he being recalled? No. So therefore, their point of act, there may be certain ups and downs, but R. N. Ravi has created a conducive atmosphere in Tamil Nadu. Why should DMK, a 50-year-old Dravidian party, is so scared of two retired IPS officers? One is R. N. Ravi and another is Annamalai. You act politically. Why do you demoralize them? And second thing, yesterday, after viewing the interview of Mr. Annamalai, I get a feeling that Annamalai has also accepted Tamilagam and Tamil Nadu. Everyone does that. What Annamalai articulated, the subject is very well taken. There is going to be a Tamilagam or Tamil Nadu, this debate. Like Ondriyam. What DMK has propounded soon after they returned to power, Ondriyam, they brought a new coinage of word. So now the governor has introduced Tamilagam. You fight for it. It's going to be a topic of interest for another 1 or 2 weeks. After that, it will die down on its own natural death. Therefore, there is no recall of governor. And the Tamil Nadu Assembly issue will go to Supreme Court, sir. About the K. Appavu's domain, powers. Tamil Nadu Assembly rules. Someone is going to take it up, and the legal luminaries are busy with that now. That much I can tell you. Wait for another 1 week. There will be a case, sir, in Supreme Court.
Thank you, Radhagopalaji. Viewers, please hold on to your questions. I don't know how much time we'll have to field your
another
questions.
Another 5 minutes, sir. We will spend
another Thank you, sir. And so we have a lot of things to still
now
cover.
We are getting the topic very interest and hot, and I see a lot of SMS to me coming. So therefore, people are watching, viewers are watching our interesting thing, 360-degree analysis of national and international events. Let us keep it for another 5 more minutes, sir.
Sir, quickly, on the Supreme Court Collegium, they have to add new judges. Where do things stand, sir?
We have come to a very sensitive point. It is going to be Mr. Chandrachud's day, because today morning, few newspapers in Delhi flashed the story with the flyer, 8-column heading that, government rights to Chief Justice to accommodate 2 independent government representatives in the Supreme Court Collegium. So it is going to be an act of aggressiveness from the government side. It is also easy for the regional parties, because, for example, Trinamool Congress, Mamata Banerjee, DMK, and KCR, Nitish Kumar, they can also appoint 2 representatives in the High Court Collegium. So the opposition parties will welcome this move. Today morning, Kiran Rijiju's letter, Union Law Minister's letter to the Chief Justice, is a hotly debated topic in the political circles, legal circles. Let us wait and watch how Chandrachud, the Chief Justice of India, is going to react to it. And already, the government and the judiciary are in loggerheads. There are lots of newspaper editorials and center page opinion pieces have appeared. My understanding is government has entered to revive the National Judicial Accountability Bill, which was disapproved by the Supreme Court. They may reintroduce in the winter session of 2023 parliament session. Once Narendra Modi comes back to power in 2024, that bill will be activated. That is what the roadmap of judicial systems, sir.
Sir, today the BJP is having its National Executive Committee meeting today and tomorrow. And every chief minister that is coming up for re-election, perhaps is under the microscope. Any chances that there could be a change in chief ministership in some of the states which are going to the polls in the very recent, I mean, the next few months, sir?
Today, Bharatiya Janata Party's national executive is meeting 35 union ministers, 12 chief ministers, and you know, umpteen number of deputy chief ministers. There are 1,200 delegates. They are going to have a brainstorming session. Prime Minister is going to have a roadshow today at 14:30 Indian Standard Time, that is 2:30, and it is going to be a remarkable one. My understanding of, you asked me about Shivraj Singh Chauhan, am I right, sir?
Yes, sir.
You circumvented, instead of touching the nose like this, you touched it like this, you know, with the 360 degrees.
It reached the nose, sir. It reached the nose.
And I will also give you that it will reach the news, nose and news, that no shifting of Shivraj Singh Chauhan. The BJP is going to focus on 140 parliament constituencies where they can get at least 15 or 20 MPs, because there are calculations, number crunching is taking place at the BJP mind, leaders' mindset, that this time, 2024 May, when the assembly, when the parliament results come out, BJP should touch 350, because 2014 is different from 2019. 2024 should be different from 2019. The focus of Mr. Narendra Modi is that how to win over 140 seats where they lost with 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 votes differences. But the circumstances and political climate of 2019 was different. And 2024 is totally different. My understanding of having covered the parliament elections, 10 parliament elections I covered when, you know, I started my journalism till today, my political impression is that BJP will touch somewhere between, 250 and 270 or 280, like that. Modi and Amit Shah duo, they want to pip it up to 50 more. That is why they are searching places. If you know the 2014 results, BJP looked for look east policy. Thereby, they got Hemanta Biswa Sarma and they got 18 seats in West Bengal. 2019, they got a dividend from that. That is why they got 303 MPs. And now in 2024, they want to jump it to 350. Now, as I said, that 140 seats vacancy, seats where they got very much narrow margin defeat, they want to compensate that. But in 2024, it is going to be look south policy. Telangana and Tamil Nadu will be the attraction for BJP, central leadership. They want to get at least 20 seats from that. Where they lost, may lose, they will compensate with the 20. Therefore, they want to attain the 350. That is the strategy of BJP. Apart from that, if I read the Prime Minister's mind and BJP leadership's thought process very well, I put it in a nutshell to the viewers of P Gurus and also Shia here. In simpler format, 1, 2, 3. Three subjects I take it. Mr. Narendra Modi is more worried about negative impressions being created. For example, Jyoti Math, Joshi Math, where that, you know, it's getting deep into that, and that is going to be an international news at the time when G20 is being held. India has got G20. The world leaders, especially China, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, they want to demoralize India. So therefore, Narendra Modi's mindset is only about G20, sir, and the successful conduct of G20. And first and foremost is next week's union budget, that is February 1st union budget. How is it going to shape up? We did a show also on that. These three are very important for Narendra Modi. Then the BJP comes. If I saw the appointments schedule of Prime Minister, per day he is meeting 50 to 60 tall political leaders, top political leaders. So his mind is working on 2024. He is not like Dr. Manmohan Singh or the corrupt UPA government. 8 years he gave a corrupt-free government, sir. People are very much worried why he has not been caught in one scam. He cannot be, because everything is digitalized. Everything is on record. Everything is on email or on WhatsApp. You can't go left or right, or you can't, you know, stay away from one position. Mr. Narendra Modi's thinking processes for the last 4 or 5 days, especially after his mother's passing away, he's much more worried, he's much more angry, because politics is getting out of his hands. He wants to take a grip of it, thanks to, you know, his long innings as a Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, you know, Sevak. He knows how to, you know, get into this positive mode. He is in the great stress. That is why the BJP leadership are also focusing on how to win 2024, sir.
Next question, sir. Is Mayawati now saying that she will not be in alliance with Congress, and will she go it alone? Today is second Maya news, sir. Maya Ram, Mayawati.
Maya Jal.
Maya Jal.
Incidentally, Maya Varam was the private secretary to Mayawati when she was chief minister. So therefore, two Mayas do not make one Modi, sir. Good.
We are doing one-upmanship on play of words. Sir, go ahead, sir. What is it that you are hearing about Mayawati?
Mayawati has issued a statement yesterday, and I spoke to one prominent leader who is very close to Mayawati. She says she is fed up and she is retrieving. 2023, there are 10 state assembly elections, including that of Jammu and Kashmir. She is not going to concentrate on that. Her focus is 2024 Lok Sabha elections only in Uttar Pradesh, and she does not want to ally with any political party, sir. That is what I heard from reliable source. That is what also hitting the headlines today in Delhi newspapers and other dailies, sir.
Now, Rajagopalanji, still two more items to go. I'm sorry, but we will run through them quickly. First one, sir, tell us, what is this EVM new version called the RVM, and why are the states already opposed to it, sir?
The reason being, they cannot do any fraud. It's 5G technology, once introduced in India, the RVM is going to create a revolution in the electronic voting machines, sir. And, you know, it is being opposed by every political party, because they thought that, you know, their jimmickery will not work. That is why the regional parties are opposed to it. Today, there is a meeting in the election commission. It will take 2 or 3 meetings, but in 2024, partial trial, pilot project will be in 10 constituencies with RVM. That is what I heard. And 2029, India will go for elections with RVM only. By that time, it would have gone to the legal scrutiny and technology scrutiny, as RVM is going to dominate Indian politics for another one decade, sir.
Viewers, we will keep you posted on what RVM technology is. I don't know what the acronym stands for, other than voting machine. What, I don't know what R is. Do you know what R means, sir? Rajagopalan's voting machine?
Yes, yes, yes. C-I-R, R.
All right, sir. Let's take a quick look. Last item for today. Dr. S. Jaishankar is visiting Colombo for a couple of days, and there are some things happening in Sri Lanka where they are trying to find ways. India is trying to find ways to help Sri Lanka get itself out of this financial mess that it finds itself in. Sir, tell us, what exactly is the visit and why 2 days?
Dr. Jaishankar is working on a major, you know, security, environment studies. For that, you know, as we broke the story about Chinese spy ship, it is going to dominate the meetings. First time after this Chinese spy ship, Huang YW-5, berthed in Hambantota, this is the first time Indian foreign minister is visiting Ranil Wickremesinghe, the president of Sri Lanka. This topic will definitely be raised. And the prime minister's remote electronic voting machines, sir, RVM. So now we get a prompt. So therefore, coming to Dr. Jaishankar's one, His visit is timed in such a way that when Rajapaksa is creating a problem for himself, and he will be squeezed only in Colombo. And in another 2 years, the Sri Lanka will go for elections. Ranil Wickremesinghe, being a henchman of Rajapaksa's, India understands very well. If you remember, first time when Ranil Wickremesinghe was elected, no world leaders greeted him. Did you hear that Indian Prime Minister greeted him? No.
Yes, yes.
It is only a High Commissioner of Sri Lanka went and greeted him. That's all. We reduced the status of Ranil Wickremesinghe. We want to play it more with Ranil Wickremesinghe, because after the financial crisis, the China is also distancing from. Yesterday, the International Monetary Fund meeting, which held, somehow sent a message to Sri Lanka that unless you pay the amount properly with the dues, we will not be sanctioning others. The Japan withdrew, India is helping, but China is also slowly distancing. So therefore, the narrative of Indian neighbors, for example, Pakistan, the Pakistan wheat crisis, aata nahi milta hai udhar. If you know, Pakistan is undergoing a severe famine situation on atta. Second, Pakistan, today Prime Minister also said how Modi is doing a wonderful job. And why should I ask begging ball with the neighboring countries? He has taken a stance. That is, he is mentioning about China. So coming to the point of Jaishankar visit to Sri Lanka, he is aimed at separating China and Sri Lanka. That would be international strategy, sir. Even in the last hangout from Sydney, I also spoke about the Australia government is also very cautious. The Australian foreign minister also went to China and returned to Sydney only last week, because we P Guru viewers are more in Australia, sir. To cater to their needs, I would like to say Sri Lanka episode will create a disturbance for Australian economy in another 10 to 20 years, sir. Australian economy is very solid. You can't rattle that. But China is going to pull the rug of Australian side, thereby creating an internal disturbance in Australia, similar to that of Sri Lanka. So Mr. Jaishankar's point of view is to create an international environment, keeping China out, separate China and Pakistan and Sri Lanka. This is all certain internal strategy. They may be working on the clues. That is why I could, articulate on those. Beyond this, I have one or two few comments, but I will hold it for next hangout, sir.
Absolutely, sir. This is a fluid, fast-moving situation, and we have to wait and see how things play out. So, Rajagopalanji, today has been a treasure trove. And viewers, please help us out. Please like, share, and subscribe to our channel if you have not already done so. And also click on the bell button for notifications. If you would like to donate to our cause, click on, I think it's when the thing is live, you have to use Super Chat to donate. And afterwards, you can use the Super Thanks. You have to click on that button to donate. Thank you once again, Rajagopalanji. Namaskar.
Thank you. Namaskar. Thank you, sir.